死了才敢付出。三个风吹 I ain't got no love for sweet woman Ooh, you be loving me You can't buy your sweet woman Everything she wanted one time Been for many long years, I know. I'm a steady rolling man. I've been for many long years, I know. You welcome to my money, baby. Ooh, but there'll never be no more.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, you just heard George Thorogood, and great slide playing on that. This is a new CD called Party of One, and I'm a steady rolling man. Now, I heard him years and years and years ago, probably in Corvallis or Eugene, Oregon. I don't remember now. I was working for the Musicians Union. I was a representative, and I had these wonderful stickers that said, live music is best. And when I met him after the show, I showed him, and he slapped it right on his guitar case. He liked that a lot. He's a great performer and a great musician. So here you are. And it's beautiful outside. Sunny. Not too cold, a little bit of a wind, but we'll take it. So, I was, let's see, where was I last week? Ah, Thanksgiving, right. So many of us were with family, luckily to be with family. Got to see my two grandnieces, who one is first year in college, the second one is first year in high school, and she's on the she's a flyer on the cheerleading team. So that was really fun, and it was lovely. And then my sister and I drove together in my car down to Utica to see my mom, who's now in long-term care. She had a TIA, and happily, we had a great visit, several visits, actually. She knew who we were. She was happy to see us, and that was a real blessing. So we got back without too much trouble, and hopefully the next time I get to go down there will be... over the Christmas break. So, yeah, this is the voicemobile here at WMFO at Tufts University. WMFO Medford, I should say, officially. And this is the voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Happy to be here. And we're going to continue on with some wonderful music that I just got from Child's Play. They had a show at the Somerville Theater a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic show. There were, I think, about 14 musicians. Now, Child's Play is the creation of, I want to say, is it Ken Childs? He is the creator Bob Childs, not Kendra, Bob Childs. So he is the creator of all these wonderful violins. And this is, I think, the 21st year that they've been touring. Next year they won't be coming, but the following year will be their final tour. So that'll probably be at the Somerville Theater. And if you've never experienced them, it's Fiddlers, Fiddles, and Fiddlemaker. That's the what they say the Child's Play is. It's not to be missed. They are just phenomenal. So we'll have a listen and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to tell you a little bit about this, these two songs. The first one that you heard is off of Waiting for the Dawn, Child's Play Records, and it's Liam Childs, Balkan, and the EBE reel. And what it says is, we asked Liz Carroll to write some music for Child's Play in anticipation of a modern dance piece that Molly Gawler created for our 2008 tour. You can see the dance, The Blooming Conductor, on our website. Molly, who dances with Pibulus when she isn't touring with Child's Play, choreographed the dance to fit these fine tunes. So Laurel's on the fiddle, John is on the banjo, and Shannon on accordion and flute, and Rolf on bass. I highly recommend you going to their website to see, it's www.childsplay.org, to see the dancing too. They had fabulous dancers with them on the tour. So that was the first one. And the second one that we heard was The Morning Thrush, Paddy Fahey's reel, and the Cillie, this legendary Irish Uilleann piper, Seamus Enys, credits his father, James Enys, with this fine first favorite, inspired by the sound of a thrush singing early in the morning outside his bedroom window. Paddy Fahey's reel is one of the best known of the many deep and dark compositions of the East Galway fiddler and composer Paddy Fahey. Our arrangement features subtle variations composed by Laurel Martin, the last piece in the set. The Cillie is by country caven man Ed Reavy, who emigrated to Philadelphia, where he fiddled, composed, and made a lasting contribution to traditional music. These folks are the real deal. And if you, go to childsplay.org and check them out, you will not be disappointed. So we'll go to some other music now. Let's see. Right here.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing. I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Oh, but she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. 'Cause I got a peaceful, I'm already standing on the ground. 'cause I'm already standing. I'm already standing. Yes, I'm already standing on the
ground. Just another morning, waiting for the sun to shine. I just can't keep my eyes closed, so many things on my mind. I pour a cup of coffee, push a pencil across the page. It's just another morning, waiting for the sun to shine. Shine, shine, waiting for the sun to shine. Shine, shine, waiting for the sun to shine. Same old rhymes. I catch a little sunlight slipping through the window pane, and it's just another morning waiting for the sun to shine.
Okay, well, one of these disc players decided not to fire up. So just give me a second here. What I can tell you is we just listened to Rusty Young, Waiting for the Sun. That's the title track. And Jack Temption, Peaceful Easy Feeling, the songs of Jack Temption. And Jack Temption release date, that was released this September. He's an Eagles multi-platinum songwriter. So, and apparently he's perhaps known for his five multi-platinum Eagles songs, two of which are on the RIAA certified best-selling album of the 20th century. Wow. So that would be Peaceful, Easy Feeling and Already Gone, co-written with Rob Strandlund, and also featured in the recent History of the Eagles documentary by Alex Gibney. Other cuts are also on Hell, Freezes Over, and Long Road Out of Eden. Okay, and let's see what information I have about Rusty Young. Waiting for the Sun is what we heard. And too many pieces of paper. Okay, that was also added in September. He said, I intended to retire from the road. I was certainly slowing down. I didn't want to do anything more than spend time at home gardening and fishing. But a fan reached out saying that he had a new artist-friendly record label and asked if I would consider a solo project. So he decided to go for it. And it was recorded at Cash Cabin in Hendersonville, Tennessee, former home recording studio of Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. It was produced by Rusty and longtime Poco bassist, vocalist Jack Sundrud, and mixed and mastered by Joe Hardy from ZZ Top and Steve Earle and the Replacements. So, very nice. I like that too. Okay, so let's see. Did I get this out? No, I did not. Okay, so this is something from Night Tree. Let's see if we can get it in there. I've played something from this already, but okay. I love it. You put the CD in and the CD player spits it back out. Very high tech. Well, here we go. Yes. Night Trees. Let's do the second one. I think I might have already played that first one. Wish on the Wind. Thank you.
Creek, rolled up huckleberry jeans, and posters hanging on the wall of heroes that would never fall. Summer nights to kick the can, Huffy bikes and Peter Pan, but baby, this ain't Neverland. No, baby, this ain't Neverland. Yeah, maybe life's not what I thought it'd be. It's nothing like my childhood fantasies. It's harder than I could have known, but higher than my hopes could float, and better than I ever could have dreamed. More villains and sad endings, I suppose. But I'll take the thorns for this beautiful rose. Well, I heard you can make God laugh by telling him the plans you have. Now I know that to be true, 'cause I could never dream of you. Praise the Lord, there's something more than what we think we're fighting for. Just think what we'd be missing if we only got what we were wishing. Maybe life's not what I thought it'd be. It's nothing like my childhood fantasies. Sad endings, I suppose, but I'll take the thorns for this beautiful rose. Well, maybe life's not what I thought it'd be. It's nothing like my childhood fantasies. It's harder than I could have known, but higher than my hopes could float, and better than I ever could have dreamed. More villains and sad endings, I suppose, but I'll take the thorns for this beautiful rose. I'll take the thorns for this beautiful rose. Oh, it's such a beautiful rose.
Thank you. Boicha, la boicha, la Thank you.
Okay, that was pretty dramatic. Sakoto Fuji confronts the Fukushima nuclear accident in major new work for Orchestra New York. Fuji's nuanced musical response to the disaster features some of her most powerful composing for improvisers. So that was called number one, The South Wind. It's on Lieber Records. Gathering together her all-star orchestra in New York to record for the 10th time, composer-pianist Sakoto Fuji releases Fukushima, available December 15th. So you're hearing it first here. A deeply moving and personal contemplation of the nuclear power plant disaster that shook Japan and the world in 2011. Fuji conducts the 13-piece ensemble in a monumental album-length composition that runs the emotional spectrum from despair to hope. With a characteristic attention to form, texture, and melody, she also provides a platinum for some of New York's best improvisers, many of whom were founding members of the band 20 years ago, to make powerful statements of their own. The close collaboration between composer, conductor, and performers results in one of the most riveting and moving socially conscious musical statements in recent memory. Right after the accident, I was afraid that we might not be able to live in Tokyo or even anywhere else in Japan, Fuji says. A crazy bigger area was affected by radiation and our country is not big. The distance between Tokyo and Fukushima is only around 200 kilometers. I felt hopeless. Of course, there were some people who didn't think it was a serious problem. The worst thing for me was the election right after the Fukushima accident. People still supported the politicians who said we need nuclear reactors. Other people in Japan thought differently and didn't support these politicians. And I have found people all over the world who think differently as well. Fukushima is one of those issues that connects deeply with other matters in the world now: money, power, and nationalism. Fuji's musical response conveys the full weight of her feelings. Her assured handling of drama and pacing have never been more evident or used to such telling effect. The hour-long piece opens with the simple sound of air passing through instruments, echoing the sound of human breathing, creating a sense of vulnerable humanity that suffuses the entire work. In the context of Fukushima, the breathing of air sound is peaceful, calm, and life-affirming for me, she says. Well, we'll be hearing more of that. It's really quite monumental. Let me see. The other things that I played before that. I didn't play Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach yet. I think that's coming up next. Oh, yes, I did. Okay. Eliyahu Sills, Ya Adili Bilha from Songs of Kadim. Sean McConnell from his CD Undone, Beautiful Rose. And Night Tree from their CD Night Tree, A Wish on the Wind. I think that brings us up to date. Okay.